Hello, San Bernardino County believers from all over the north, south, east, and west, calling all of you to pray today about what they discovered is four of our cities are considered sinful cities and have rated in various ways for their different categories that they found. Today we're talking about excesses and vices, marijuana, opioids, and drug overdose. So they identified how a city ranked in this particular category by using marijuana, how many per cap population use it, the retail opioid prescriptions dispensed, and the drug overdose deaths. So they used data for those three particular indicators to show that we had potentially an excess in it. So here's what we know. For about cannabis, in our county, there are six cities that allow the retail of cannabis, 18 prohibit it, four cities allow it to be distributed, 20 prohibit it, five allow manufacturing, cultivating, and testing, and 19 cities prohibit all three of those. The three cities that allow for everything is Adelanto, Barstow, and Needles. Three cities we need to pray for because you can do everything there that is listed. Colton allows for manufacturing and testing only. San Bernardino City allows retail and limits distribution, manufacturing, and testing and Hesperia allows only retail for medical use only, and Fontana limits the retail by storefront and delivery purposes. But the good news, last year the number of drug overdose deaths decreased by almost 3,000 in the US, yet 105,000 still died from it. When it comes to opioid prescriptions, they also decreased from almost 132 million to almost 126. So that's 6 million less prescriptions that were dispensed in the last year. But let's pray that they would continue to decrease in both. And in both areas, in drug overdose deaths would decrease, and opioid prescriptions will continue to decrease. And for the cities in San Bernardino County that allow for cannabis retail, delivery, manufacturing, distribution, cultivating, testing, that they too will review the effects that it has in their community and the county overall. So, Father, we bring them before you, and we thank you for the decreases. We do pray for more education on risks and harms, and we are thankful also of cannabis use. We also thank you for the limitations. We know in several years ago that most of those cities that were listed allowed for everything. So we thank you that those things have been more monitored and reviewed to see the effects that it has in their area. We pray that would continue. We pray for Drug Enforcement Agency that would be able to crack down on any illegal distribution of drugs, especially fentanyl. That more people would be able to voice their opinions against drugs at city hall meetings, like Christian pastors have done in some of the towns that do allow for this. We also pray for boldness and courage for believers to speak up that when they see problems and are able to preside with some prevention programs. We pray for more churches to use these areas as places to target with the gospel. We pray for education in Christian schools about the harms. And more education on opioid and addiction risks. We also pray there'd be more of a curtailing of that in the big pharma. And we pray people would be awakened to the truth and they would be set free from the addictions and that their lives would be transformed by the gospel. And we thank you, Father, for it in Jesus' name.